I slipped up to the door and stepped inside. There he stood near the northwest corner. He was lifting a saddle off the saddle rack. I saw no sign of a gun, knife, club, or bomb on his person. That was fairly encouraging news. Could I take him one-on-one? I did a quick review of all the moves and throws and punches and biting maneuvers I had learned about martial art. It's funny the things that pop into your mind in moments of great tension. I had no idea who martial art was. But that thought passed quickly. The moment of truth had arrived. He hadn't seen or heard me. He had no idea that he was being observed or that I was blocking the only doorway out. I lifted lip shields and exposed tooth daggers. A deep rumbling growl began in the lower part of my throat. I went to full raised hackles. I had thrown down the goblet. The next move was up to him. The growl startled him. His head shot up, and he turned his head around very slowly. It was then that I discovered a secret message written on the front of his cap. It said, Richardson Seeds. Did that have any deep, dark meaning? No, it was just a cap. Our eyes met and were welded together by the fires of fear and suspicion, and maybe even hatred. I didn't know this guy, and he didn't know me, but we came from opposite sides of the law, and that made us enemies. Enemies for the moment, enemies for life, enemies forever. His eyes narrowed. He ran his tongue over his upper lip, and also through that stringy mustache of his. I've never had any use for stringy mustaches, or for the kind of creeps who wear them. And then in the silence, with the two of us facing each other and pondering the deadly combat that would surely follow, he spoke. I know you're probably sitting on the very edge of your chair, scared out of your wits. I understand that. I could hear my old heart pounding like a whole marching band of bass drums. Pretty scared. Real scared. When he spoke, his voice broke the brittle silence like, I don't know what, like a tray of glasses dropped on the floor, like a brick thrown through a window. He spoke, and here's what he said.
Well now, what have we here? It's a puppy dog.
He gave me a weak smile. I answered with a firm growl.
I bet you're the guard dog around here.
Right.
You sure are bristled up, but you know what, doggie? I'll bet me and you could be friends.
He grinned. I didn't.
What do you say about that?
Not a chance.
Oh, I know what's eating you. You probably think I don't belong here.
Right. Exactly.
Well, that's easy. See, I'm a cobbler. I fix saddles and stuff for all these ranchers and cowboys. And your master, you know him, don't you?
Of course I knew him.
He called me just the other day and asked if I could come out here to the ranch and pick up a bunch of saddles, take them to my shop in town, oil them up real good, fix the busted saddle strings, stitch the horns and cantles, and just give them a regular tune-up. Did you know that?
No.
I mean, you look like the kind of dog who would know just about everything that happens on his ranch. Maybe your master just didn't want to trouble you with tiny details like this.
Well, Yes, maybe Loper had mentioned something about it, but he shrugged and kept smiling.
He might not be too proud if he knew you was trying to keep me from doing my job. See what I mean?
I wasn't convinced.